شمع بني بني مزاربي.
Welcome to the Musa Stories Podcast, delivering short, compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Shalom, Kinderlach. Have you heard any beautiful Musar from our Parsha this week? Parshas Devarim? I've got something. It's about Shalom. We recently learned about Aaron HaKohen, how he loved Shalom, and about Pinchas, Aaron's grandson, how he loved Shalom. But did you know Moshe Rabbeinu also loved Shalom? In Parshas Devarim, Bnei Yisrael are trying to enter Eretz Yisrael, but none of the countries are allowing us to march through their land. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Look, I want Bnei Yisrael not only to inherit Eretz Yisrael, but also to inherit Eiver HaYarden, across the Jordan River where you're camping now. That is a massive piece of land with rich rolling hills filled with grass and big cities. Sihon, a giant king, a real giant, lives there with his people called the Emori. Hashem says, go start up a war with him, and I will make you win the war and capture his territory. Go ahead and start up with him." What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He sends messengers of peace to Sihon's palace, saying like this, "We are going to tiptoe through your land. Don't worry, Sihon. None of us will ever go off the road. We will just peacefully walk by, okay?" Sihon got the message from Moshe Rabbeinu and began to laugh. "Does he not know what my job is? I am paid to be a border guard for the people that live in Canaan, the people that live in Eretz Yisrael. Those people pay me good money to protect from you Jews coming into their country. I'm the border patrol over here. They trust me since I'm a giant. I am the world's best warrior. No, you aren't coming through because I said so. Me, Sihon Melech Emori, I'm in charge here. Is that understood, Moshe? Now go away before I crush you with my shoe and my army." Sihon and his entire army came out to the battlefield where Bnei Yisrael were camping. Sihon wanted to show his force and his power. But Sihon didn't realize who he was starting up with. Needless to say, he lost the war. It wasn't even hard for the Bnei Yisrael to win. And like Hashem said, we took all of his land. But why did Moshe Rabbeinu want peace with that Russia? If he knew that Sihon didn't want peace, why did he want to chase peace from him? And the answer is, the Af Moshe Hoya Ohev Shalom. And also Moshe Rabbeinu loved peace, not just Aaron. He loved peace. If he could settle a problem with Sihon without getting violent, why not? Let's talk it out. We'll work it out. But kids, for us to do the sort of thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did takes bravery. Let me explain with a mashal. Let's say your brother or sister or classmate has been in a bad mood lately. He's being mean to you. He's being unkind and unfriendly to you. Kids, I'm telling you, never do that to someone else. It's an aveira. If you are in a bad mood, okay, it happens. So read a joke book, play some upbeat music, and dance a little bit. But don't ever make another person suffer from it. And kids, I'm going to tell you a rule. You can't control anyone else. You can only control yourself. So how do you control yourself? Naturally, you would want to be upset and unfriendly back to that person. "Hey, you know, you can't do you, I'll be back to you and I'll beat you up too." But you could act to him in any way you want. So think, how would Moshe Rabbeinu react? Moshe Rabbeinu ran to make peace with people that didn't even want peace. He knew that's what Hashem wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu would figure out a way to cheer up that person who was in a bad mood and see what he could do to help the situation. just like he tried to send a peace message to Sichon. Yes, even Sichon, who was a Goyish of Russia who hated Klal Yisrael? Yes, even to Goyim, seek to make peace. Kol Shekein, your classmate, who is a Yid and a Tzaddik, just that he's going through something rough right now. Even though he's being a meanie right now, certainly try and make shalom. Now here's where it takes bravery, because you might feel like the weak one who doesn't want to fight. And you need to use chokhmah. Maybe ask your parents for advice how to bring back shalom. And if you do, you might be a child, but du bist a gadol. Your mom is a gadol, a real gadol. For bringing shalom, don't forget Hashem's name is shalom. And where there is shalom, Hashem rests his shechina. With the shechina, the stage is set for holiness and success. And you will be the one who caused it. For more stories, visit our website, MusarStories.com, and tell your friends about the podcast.